131009 if you've got a story about something that caught fire in your house. I've got a friend of mine who fell asleep while after having too many lemonades.
Yeah.
And once
again, it always happens then, doesn't it?
Durry situation. Obviously didn't put it out. His mattress caught fire. It was started smoking badly. He raced out of the house. Luckily, his housemate had smelt what was going on and was able to put it out. Otherwise, he said the whole house would have gone up.
So he was asleep on the mattress.
He'd fallen asleep smoking.
No good.
And had dropped the ash or the cigarette onto the bed beside him. And he said he woke up like in clouds of smoke. Luckily, his housemate figured it out and hadn't gone out on the night out and was able to put it out.
I'll
say the worst part is you can't get that smell out of your house for a long time.
Oh, I can imagine it'd be terrible. Yeah.
The one thing that sticks with me from being a kid, my mum drilled into us fire safety.
Yeah. Like,
she did a great bloody job at that. Yeah. Don't leave the heater on.
Oh,
she's been on the old beaver heater. Her feet, so she, like, and they're so cheap and they easily blow up. And, you know, when you have a risky appliance like a beaver heater, you've got to,
be extra careful.
We were never allowed to have the electric blankets on overnight. You had to turn them off before you went to sleep.
See, I think that's just sensible, isn't it? Because even though they say it's fine, I don't know, I'm always wary about heat-based electronics.
Especially in the bed.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of flammable stuff in a bedroom.
Yeah, it's so true. Hey, guys, coming up next, we are playing Birthday Lotto. Wow, it went off yesterday. We gave one very lucky person $1,700, which was fantastic.
So $425 today.
Yeah. That's right.
Easy as.
Yeah, let's go. Our month has come up as December.